poll, voters in Democrat-held Trump 1 districts oppose impeachment by double digits. By Hannah Blow on December 17, 2019. Voters in districts represented by Democrats but won by President Trump in 2016 oppose impeachment by double digits. Polling results released by the Trump campaign show. Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale released the results of a poll of 900 likely voters across 30 Trump 1 congressional districts currently represented by Democrats, taken December 16, 2019. Voters in those districts oppose impeachment by double digits, with 53% opposing and 43% favoring. Additionally, 38% of voters said they would be less likely to vote for the Democrat incumbent in their respective district if he or she voted in favor of impeaching President Trump, compared to 29% who said they would be more likely to vote for them. 62% of voters agreed that Congress should move past impeachment and work on other pressing issues and let the voters decide President Trump's fate next November. 68% said Congress should stop wasting time and tax dollars on impeachment and focus on solving the real problems Americans face, while 38% disagreed with that statement. The margin of error is +3.27%. The majority of voters across the districts overwhelmingly prefer Congress to focus on lowering prescription drug prices, passing new trade deals, and passing legislation addressing America's crumbling infrastructure. Without the specter of impeachment, Democrats in these marginal districts appear to start the 2020 campaign in a weak political position, the poll's bottom line states. Their siding with Pelosi on impeachment will likely make their political situation even worse given the clear majorities that oppose impeachment and want these members to move on and focus on more important issues, it continues. Question is how many of these marginal Democrats will willingly risk the political backlash to walk Pelosi's plank on impeachment? It asks. According to the Wall Street Journal, Democrats now have enough votes to impeach the president. As Breitbart News detailed. In other words, given the recent surge over the weekend into early this week of announcements of support for articles of impeachment from a number of vulnerable House Democrats who had been holding out until now, the Democrats have crossed the threshold necessary to impeach the president barring any unforeseen surprises. The fact that Representative Justin Amash of Michigan, an independent who left the GOP over his impeachment support, is going to vote for impeachment, and that there are four vacancies in the House, the Democrats need 216 votes at a minimum to pass articles of impeachment, assuming all House members are present and voting. That also means that if 19 total Democrats from these districts that President Trump won in 2016, of which there are 31, were to join all Republicans to vote against articles of impeachment, it would fail on the House floor. Representative Mikey Sherrill, DNJ, who represents a Trump 1 district, joined his colleagues in supporting impeachment this week. After reviewing the testimony and the statements of the president himself, it is clear that he used his office for his own personal gain, he said in a statement. He added. In short, the president has violated the very principles upon which our country was founded. He put his own political interests before our country, and has disregarded the rule of law and the powers granted to Congress by our founding fathers. I believe these actions undermine the values of our country, the ideals I have sworn to protect, and our Constitution. Representative Anthony Brindisi, DNY, who represents another Trump 1 district, also signaled his support and claimed that he is not worried about the potential political backlash. I know some people will be upset with me, but I was elected to do what was right, not what's good for me politically, he said. These Democrats already knew they were in trouble before the sham impeachment, but now they are in serious jeopardy, Parscale said in a statement. By moving forward with her political theater of impeachment, Nancy Pelosi has accomplished two things. She has energized the president's supporters and walked her entire majority caucus off the plank, he added.